Right, so a lot of sugars in Daf Mem. We'll see how much we have time for, but the Iker Sugya we're going to try to finish, which is the Sugya of Matzah Shmura. So, Gemara tells us that from Rav Huna, that he says that Seikel Shal Nachrim, Adam and Malik Isa Behen, dough of Gayim, meaning dough that was made by Gayim, and then you bake it into Matzah. So neither stated there you can fill up your belly with them. As long as at the end you eat a kazayis of matzah. Meaning to say, the way the Gemara explains that is that when Gayim make matzah, it is matzah. It's not chametz. The fact that the Gayim made it doesn't make it chametz. But it's not matzah mitzvah, and therefore you have to eat matzah mitzvah that was not made by Gayim. The Gemara explains that it's a shmart of some matzos, that the matzos need shmira, and the need for shmira is ma'akev in the kazayis of matzos mitzvah. So, the first question is when exactly in the process of making matzah do you need lishma? So, Rav Huna tells us that the dough of gayim, that's not going to be good for matzah. So Rava says, you see from Rav Huna, that even if you have Shmira at the very end of the process, if you bake it, say matzah, Rava says that's not good enough. Right? He says, because Rav Huna says that the dough of Gayim is not kosher for matzah. Meaning even though a Jew with Kavanah L'shma baked the matzah, that's still not good enough. So why is it not good enough? So Rava says, because stop baking it's not enough, but rather Rava says, Shimur mei kara mitchilas vat sofa b'inan. You need it from the beginning to the end. From the beginning, Hashtag Rishonim understand that, from the beginning means from Ksira. From the time, the Rif says that means from the time of Ksira. From the beginning of the time that it's conceivable for the wheat, the kernels of wheat to turn into chametz, from that time and onwards, it has to be shana. Rav Huna says, you see, that baking is not enough, so what do you need? You need complete shimer. What's complete shimer? Complete shimer is all the way back from the beginning, from the harvest. So the Gemara says, maybe Rav could be true, but it's not true that that comes out of Rav Huna. The Gemara said, just from what Rav Huna said, he just said that dough of Gayim isn't kosher for matzah. Just saying dough. So it could be, the Gemara said, to be idna de nachas l'shimer avel l'shimer. You need the shimer is done from the time that it becomes needing of shimer. That's dough. When it's dough, it could become chametz, so then it needs shimer. But all the way back from before, from the time you harvested, mehechi tasty, you need shimer. Why do you have to guard it from water? You don't see that. From Rav Huna, you don't see it. The Gemara says that nevertheless, Rava did hold that way. Rava was in Chozer. And he says that therefore, Rava, when he would see the farmers being mahapich kipi, they would be turning over, they were taking their pitchforks and turning over the kipi, the piles of wheat, he would tell them, turn it over l'shem matzah. You should have in mind, turn it over l'shem matzah, because you need shmira mikar v'atzof. So that's Pashit, what comes out of the Gemara, is what the Rif says, that Mi'idon Ksira, the time of harvesting the wheat already, you need Shmira. If not, so it's not Chametz, but you can't be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Matzah. So what's Lahalacha? Lahalacha, are there any exceptions? Does that mean that any time, right, if there's any break in the Shema, what exactly does that mean, right? Any break in the Shema, any time period where there's not someone being shomeret or that it's not in a safeguarded place, in a place that you could actually say it's guarded from any possibility of having water, if there's any lapse, could it be used for matzah? Right, so pashas you could learn that, no, there can't be any lapse. Mikar v'atzofa b'inon, and if not, so it's not matzah mitzvah. So two big kulos. The first is based on the Sheltos. Sheltos in Parashat Tzav. So his lashon is, He says, "V'lo nafik chovase." You're not yosi your chiyuv. El v'matzah de minterle mechimutz l'shomatza mechinafla maya ale. It has to be shomer from chimutz on the time water fell on it. So what does that mean from the time water fell on it? Right? He's l'chor going like Rav, but it's not the chas lishah. It's not the time it's mixed with the water, but for the time that the water falls on the wheat. And then the Shiltus goes on to say that if the wheat comes from Gaim, Gaim just bring you the wheat. He says you can't eat that from Matzah's mitzvah because maybe the wheat got wet and you wouldn't shomer it. You didn't guard it. So what's the Shiltus saying? He doesn't say Shas Katsira. He doesn't mention Shas Katsira. So it seems that he was understanding that Enachinami Rava is Machrof Meikara. But what does Meikara mean? Meikara means from before it was flour mixed with water, but meikara means from the time it got wet. If it ever gets wet, then it needs shimer. But if it didn't get wet, even Rava didn't say it needs shimer. But it's interesting, Rava says that there's an extra mitzvah to be lotate, to wet the wheat, and in order to get the bran off. And he says, if you wet the wheat, is because his lashon is, he says, Iloba Latita Shimer Laman. If not that the wheat needs soaking in order to get off the bran, what do you need Shimer for? You only need Shimer because it's wet. If it wasn't wet, you don't have to guard it at all. You don't have to sit there watching your wheat. What's going to happen? The wheat, why should it turn to chametz? You don't have to watch it. Why would you expect it to turn to chametz? It's not because it becomes wet. Now, woe is very interesting. You know, there's a very unclear part of this Gemara that for some reason in the standard refers, I didn't find anyone talking about it. I don't know why anyone didn't ask about it. But it's what on earth was Rava talking about? Rava doesn't say the fairies you have to guard it from the time of Ksira. He says that he would tell the people who are Mahapech Kipi, Habchiso l'shem mitzvah. So what on earth is that talking about? What's it talking about? What's Pashup Shah? Right? You're Mahapek Kipi, be Mahapek for Matzah? What are you talking about? I don't know why. It's just funny. I didn't see anyone just talking about what Pashup Shah is. The only place I saw it was in a little bit strange sefer. I saw the sefer Minhagi Yisrael. It's in the library. It's a little bit of a funny sefer because it's an academic book. It's not really a sefer to go sefer. There were years ago, it was in the Beis Medrash, and I think Rav Parnas told him you have to take it out. So it's not. I'm not giving a skama to the sefer. But he has some interesting things in there. So I'll just quote this. He says that Pashup Shah in the Gemara is that this is the basis for the Sheltos, is that he brings many sources, agricultural sources, that when farmers would make wheat, so you have to make sure the wheat is dry. Right? You try to dry it, you don't want the wheat to get wet. That's not good for your flour if your wheat gets wet. So they would have haystacks, big haystacks of wheat, and when it would rain, after it would rain, they would want to, if it rains before they got a chance to put it in their silo, they're going to want to dry it out. So how do you dry it out? You take your pitchfork and you're mahapik so that the water, you know, went down to the bottom, and you want to bring it all up so that it should all be able to dry out in the sun. So l'chor, that's pshat in the Gemara. At least I don't have any other pshat in the Gemara. He's saying when you're mahapich l'kipi, you're trying to dry out your wheat, and you're being mahapich, you're turning it over so it should all be able to dry. So do it l'shem matzah. Because once there's water on, l'chinafel mayale, once the water goes on it, at that point, you have to dry it. And that shmira, you have to be shomer, it shouldn't become chametz. Once you're being shomer l'shem chametz, it has to be l'shma. And therefore, if you want it to be good matzah, it has to be l'shma. But the l'shma, the ikur din of shmira, is to make sure it doesn't turn to chametz when it gets wet. So the Rush takes out of this yisod. He says this is the basis for the minhag and ashkenaz and sarfas, that they wouldn't do the shmira from the time of the katsira. They would only do the shmira from the time that it was brought to the rechaim shalmayim, to the mill, which he says their mills will run on water power. And says once it comes to the mill, then there's a real chash that it's going to become chametz. But before that, there's no chash that it's going to be chametz. So therefore, they weren't makbid on having shmira. That's what he says. The other point possible kula is what the Rush says himself. The Rush says himself, he says he would suggest it's possible to say we don't even hold like Rava. That the Gemara tells us that Rava told people to do this. But it doesn't, it's not clear from the Gemara that we hold like Rava. Because the truth is, Rava said he's basing himself on Rav Huna. The Gemara says Rav Huna doesn't really say what you say. From Rav Huna, all we see is that from Lisha and on, you need Shmira. You don't see that you need Shmira from before the time of Lisha. And therefore he says, maybe even Rava was being machmir, but he wasn't saying it authoritatively as bottom line halacha, and maybe the whole thing's a chumrah. Maybe even the whole being choshish is a chumrah. So bottom line, what comes out of all of this is in Shulchan Aruch is that there's three levels in the psak. Shulchan Aruch says, l'chatchilo, you should do shmira mishas k'tzira. V'diyeved, if you're shomer from the time it came into the mill, you should do shmira. And v'diyeved, mishas adchak, you can be yosef with matzah, even if there was no shmira done, only from the time of Lisha. If there's shmira from Lisha, so that's of course ma'akev, that's the theory of Rav Huna, but maybe we're not choshish for Rava Meikra Hadin, and therefore he says Shasat Chak could be Meikra. Yeah. This is in Tufton Gimel. At the Bir Halacha there actually says he calls him Primi Gadim, the Primi Gadim thought this is being too Meikra. Primi Gadim says you're being too Meikra here. The Gemara just says Rava, the Gemara doesn't bring anyone who's Cholik, and Rava just says Meikra Vatsof. So the Mishnah Berurah actually seems to say, you know, you should really, really, it's pretty serious having Shmira Mishas Ksira. So that's the halacha. That's the halacha about Matzah's Mitzvah. There's another big issue here that's important. Lamaisa is what quality of Shmira do you need? I mean, what do we mean that you need Shmira? How well does it have to be guarded? Right? So the big question in the poskim is, what if you have a mashkiach? Your mashkiach is a frum yid, and he knows he's guarding for chametz, but the workers are not. Right? You have Mexican workers, and they don't know anything about matzah, don't know anything about shmira, or for that matter, maybe even more matzah than that. You know, the one time I baked matzahs, or I should say I did what they call baking matzahs. You know, they're never really baking matzahs. You're in a matzah factory, and there's, I don't know, you're doing something. Maybe you're being mashgiach, but who's actually doing the work? It was these Russian ladies. Just looking at them and listening a little bit to the parts of the conversation I could understand, I did not get the impression that these were actually Shomer Shabbos ladies, right? If someone's not Shomer Shabbos, so even if they're Tzinev Shanishva, Lamaisa, they don't understand matzah, they don't understand the Shema, they don't understand mitzvah. So would that matzah be okay? Because the Maisa there is a mashkiach, right? At least when we were there, there was a mashkiach, and hopefully there's a mashkiach there, and that's good enough. And what about machine matzah? Another big question is machine matzah. Could that be called shmura? So you're not. It's not all being made the shma. The machine isn't thinking anything. But the Maisa there's mashkiach there in the factory, and he's overseeing, hopefully, that all the matzahs not become chametz. So would that be enough to qualify as matzah shmura? So it's big machlokis. Many will show in a minute. Beroshim, you have Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon says what l'chayus the pashas. He says as long as there's a mashkiach. He writes that even if Gayim are doing the whole process, they are kneading and baking the matzah, it's all done by Gayim. But as long as there's a Jew being Shomer, so there you have it. Shmartim samatzos. You need the Shmira to be Lishma. It doesn't say you need the baking to be Lishma. And in Mela, we have Shmira Lishma, and the matzah is good. You just need a good mashkiach. It has to be a good mashkiach. If it's not real that he's mamash being shomer, then he's in charge. So then he's not. That's not shmira. But if he's really being shomer, so he's being shomer. Good. But it's not just an observer. An observer. It has to be a shomer. It has to be he's really really making sure it's not chametz. But if so, that would be enough. But the more machmer side is Rabbeinu Chananel and other Rishonim in his camp. The Rabbeinu Chananel says no. It has to be made by Jews. Jewish people have to make it. Goyim don't have the Shema, and a Jew watching is not enough to be considered Shemer L'Shema. So why is that, right? Mashgiach, Shmarta, Mashgiach. So the Me'iri says an interesting line here. The Me'iri says, Ein Shemer Gomer, Ela B'Lisha L'Shema. Because in a chenami, you could guard. You could have a front person guard and get nice. It's guarded. But you don't just need guarded. You need shemer gummer. That the whole shemer has to be l'shma. He says, to have shemer gummer, to have shemer l'shma l'gamri, it has to be that the actual lisha was done l'shma. And l'chayu, the concept is that perhaps what we need, it's not just that we need that someone was shown. There's an act of shmira here. Ushmart Mismatza tells me that it has to be the matzah is made bedafka. That it's matzah, it's not chametz. Why is it matzah not chametz? Because it was made matzah not chametz l'shma. Meaning everything done to make this matzah not chametz is l'shma. So the meila, part of the process of making a matzah not chametz is kneading it, and then baking it, and being careful with it, and putting it in the oven, and making it into matzah, that it's not chametz. The mashgiach is there, but the mashgiach is there, so he's a safety net. Mashgiach's a safety net, right? He's also watching it. But if you're going to ask, why is this matzah not chametz? Okay, I'll tell you why. Because there's a Mexican guy who's trying to support his family. Those Jews are a little funny. They tell him to make this type of thing, and he's there, and he's working, and he's doing it, and he knows he has to work fast. He knows he's not going to get paid unless he makes this fast. This is the way they want it. So why is it matzah? It's matzah because of the Mexican. Okay, there's also a safety net there. But you could say that's not enough, because you need that it's made matzah l'shma. The whole thing, the shmartzah, the being careful and making sure that this is matzah, it has to be l'shma. The whole thing has to be l'shma. But in Rav Haigon, that's not the pshat. L'chor the pshat is there's a mitzvah shmart v'samatza, and there's a din, for your matzah to be kosher, someone has to do that mitzvah. Someone has to be shomer. You have to have a shomer there. You have to have a mashgiach. But you can say, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, in the chesed shebo, is that the matzah has to be made as matzah. Everything that's making the matzah into matzah has to be done the same mitzvah matzah. So it seems there's a chakira here about what exactly is shmir. Is it a mitzvah? Or is it a din? That from matzah to matzah, it has to be made that all of it's being made as matzah is done the same mitzvah matzah, the same Pesach. So we found the machlokus, a very similar machlokus to Rishonim, a few dachim ago, on dachlam and ches. So the Gemara there is talking about a halacha that the Mishnah tells us that if you have matzah of lachmei toda or any matzah of a mincha, carbon mincha, so all korbanos minchas, they have to be baked as matzahs. So can you use that matzah for matzah smitzvah for Pesach? I mean, someone on Erev Pesach brings a carbon mincha mafataner, and he bakes it as matzah. So it's very nice matzah, right? Remember it, right? It's not considered matzah shir because there's very little oil in it, so it's still classified as lechem oni. Good. You should be able to use it as matzah. So Rabbi says you can't use it as matzah because it says ushmartim es ha-matzah. The matzah has to be shamar l'shem matzah. And this matzah is shamer l'shem zevach. It's being shamer as a carbon mincha. And therefore, since it's shamer as a carbon mincha, therefore it's possible to be used as matzah's mitzvah. So what's the Gemara telling us there? So here also you find a machlokas Rishonim. So Rashi tells us, more than halacha of Hai, he says, what's the one I'm talking about? Who says this mincha wasn't Shama L'Shem Mitzvah Pesach? So Rashi says, we're talking about that it wasn't Shama L'Shem Pesach. He made L'Shem Mincha, not L'Shem Pesach. I mean, he made it Erev Pesach, and he thinks I'm making this as matzah because I want this to be, there's a mitzvah in Torah that your menachal should not be chametz. It has to be baked as matzah. It didn't occur to him that it's Erev Pesach. Right? So, somehow he missed that point, and that he might want to use that to say there. And therefore Rashi says, we're talking about a case where he didn't think the same mitzvah matzah's Pesach, mitzvah's Pesach. But Mashman Rashi, if he would think when he's making his mincha, or baking his mincha, he's thinking, and I'm going to use that to say there, so then it would be 100% fine. What could be wrong? You have the Shema there. It's the Shema. He thought, Shema is for some matzahs. He has in mind that this is going to be for the Seder. However, the Rambam, he says something that's maybe more pshat in the Pasha in the Gemara. He says, no. He says that categorically, the Gemara was passing matzahs menachos for the Seder. So says the Rambam, he says, matzah of a mincha is pasul. He says, shebe'inon matzah ha-mishtameres l'shem matzah bilvad. He says it has to be shamer exclusively to be matzah. Rabbi Yehuda Menoch also says that. He just says he says you need that kol hashimur tzarech li'os l'shem matzah. It has to be exclusively l'shem matzah. So chayyur, this machlokas, similar type of machlokas, is that, according to the Rambam, part of being matzah's mitzvah is that it was made, the whole making, all the lishma, everything done to make it a matzah was done, it should be matzah's mitzvah. If you were making it matzah anyway for a totally different reason, and just you're piggybacking, that also you have a secondary motive that I might use at the Seder, it's not a chetz of matzah. So we find this machlokas, it's really very big, deep yisod in understanding what exactly is the mitzvah of Shemirah by Matzah. So we find Rav Chaim, there's Rav Chaim in Hilchos Sefer Torah. So Rav Chaim says a yisod. He has another piece of chametz matzah, ties it back a little bit to matzah, and more tied into the sugya of matzah, you can find in Berachas Shmuel and Gittin, he's talking about Lishma by a get. Okay, this is a big, it's really shas sugi here. Rav Chaim says you saw that there's two types of lishma that we talk about in halacha, two types of things. He says there's one lishma which is like mitzvah srichas kavana. You say kriya shema, you have to say kriya shema l'shem mitzvah. If you say kriya shema because you're being ma'ar sedra, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah of kriya shema. Mitzvah srichas kavana, that's how we hold. Mitzvah need kavana. Now, do you have to think the whole time you're saying Kriya Shema, the Shem Mitzvah, I'm saying the Shem Mitzvah, I'm saying, no, you don't have to do that. You just say Shema. Why are you saying Shema? So, as long as you're not saying the Shema for Shnei Mikra, you're saying Shema for Mitzvah, and the Mela, you're Yotzei the Mitzvah. He says, but there's another type of the Shema, is the Shema when you're trying to make a Chesed Shal Mitzvah. Certain Chesed, to have a Chalo Shem with that Chesed, to give like a Shem to a certain Chesed, you need a higher level of the Shema. And he says it about, let's say, the Shem Hashem. If you want a Shem Hashem, you're writing Shem Hashem in Sefer Torah or Mezuzah and Tefillin, there's a din of Shem Hashem, it has to be written the Kedusha Shem. The only way to have a Shem Hashem, have a halachic din of Shem Hashem for Kedusha Sefer Torah, right? For Geniza, to put in Shemus, even if it's printed, you have to put into Shemus. But to have a real Chalos Kedusha Shem in Sefer Torah, it has to be that you actually, when you're writing it, and you know I'm writing Shem Hashem. So he quotes from the Rambam. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, so he says if someone's writing a Sefer Torah and he's not thinking anything, he's not thinking about what he's doing. He knows he's writing, but he's not having anything in mind. He's daydreaming. So the Rambam says, he's Yotzei, the Sefer Torah is kasher. He says, except for the Askaros. The name of Hashem, if you don't write it without Kavana, he says, even though you're writing as with Kavana Stam, he says, you're not Yotze, you have to have the Feirush Machshava that you're writing it, you're writing this is the Shem Hashem. And the Rambam writes that therefore, he says, if a Melech would ask you to give you Shalom Aleichem in the middle of writing Shem Hashem, he says, you're not Mafsik. Because you can't be mafsik, because you can't be mafsik in your machshava of making it to Shem Hashem. Right? He says a Jewish king, a Jewish king will kill you, so you're mafsik. But otherwise, you're not mafsik because it's going to pass all the Shem Hashem. Because the pshat is, the Rav Chaim says, is that like regular mitzvahs, Sefer Torah has to be written begedra mitzvah. It has to be a gedra, it has to be done begedra mitzvah. Like you say Kriya Shema has to be begedra mitzvah. Writing Sefer Torah has to be begedra mitzvah of Kisru Lechem Zashira Hazos. It has to be begedra that you're writing this as a mitzvah of Sefer Torah. But that's all you need. And therefore there's a klal on that type of Lishma Staman Lishma Kai. That if you're stamped, if you're not doing anything else, Mistam, you're doing a Lishma. He says, but if you're making a shame, you might make a chesed of Shem Hashem, since you need a higher level of Kavanah. You find that the Tosfos Menachos says that about tchelis. When you're dying tchelis, he talks about what if you die tchelis for two reasons: that you're dying it because you want to check if the ink is, if the dye is good, if it's proper good, it's proper dye, the tchelis is good, and you're also doing it because you'll actually use that wool for tzitzis. If it comes out the dye is good, you'll use it for tzitzis. So he says it's possible. And it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that tchelis has to be manufactured in Lishma, because it's learned down from the Pasuk. We learn tchelis by tzitzis from the tchelis by Big Day Kahuna, that it says it's Lashem Klil tchelis, but it has to be tchelis that's complete, and it's made Lishma. And therefore, Tosfos says, if there's any other reason you're dyeing this wool, besides for being Lashem Mitzvah tzitzis, Mitzvah tchelis, you're not, it's not tchelis. So the Baruch Bar says the Pshat is because it's a chesaron in the chesed shabo. So therefore, that's the same sort of issues going on here, is that l'fi the Rambam and l'fi of Hai, the Pshat is not stam that it has to be done with gedur mitzvah. Gedur mitzvah is very easy, but this is much more difficult because it doesn't have to be just that it's made together mitzvah, it has to be that it's a chefs of matzah's mitzvah. It has to be this matzah, sort of like it has to be a Pesach tikka matzah. For that, you need that it's done completely, that the whole processing, all the process, the kneading and the baking and everything has to be done l'shma, and it has to be done exclusively l'shma. Right, so that'll be the tzad of Chumrah here. The tzad that it has to be done by completely by Yisrael, and that's what we hold the halacha. And the halacha we hold that the workers all have to be shomei Torah mitzvos, and it's a little bit strange. You think that's so pashut, but you know, it's not so pashut that every matzah baking company actually does that. You know, because workers, you know, you know. I don't know why it is. Why don't from, you know, from, I don't know why, but from, I think the front people are all the doctors and the lawyers, and you know, the people of matzah bakery sometimes are, you know, they're like a little bit off the street types. So that's an important thing. Now, and maybe I'll just mention a little bit a raya to this. It happens to be interesting. Lashon HaGemara, I thought was very interesting. Rav Huna says, you can't be Yotze by eating B'tzeik L'shal Nachri. You have to eat a Kazayis of Matzah. So I thought the Lashon is funny. No one's eating dough. We're not talking about eating dough. B'tzeik L'shal Nachri, you're talking about eating dough of Goyim that was baked into Matzah. It's just not L'shma. It should have said, you can't be Yotze because Matzah wasn't L'shma. You have to eat Matzah L'shma. It doesn't say that. It says you can't eat B'tzeik L'shal Nachri, you have to eat matzah. So the Chor of Pshat is that it's not L'shma, it's not matzah. It's a din of the chesa. That it might look like matzah, but it's not a chesa of matzah. What we're calling matzah, l'gabi mitzvah matzah and Pesach, it's not. That's a din that needs lishma and machshava to go into it. And that makes it matzah. It's mitzvah b'chetza. The chetza has to be matzah. If it's not lishma, it's not matzah. The other little raya I thought to this, to Rabbeinu Chananel, which was trying to bring us a raya, is that, what do you mean you could use betzekel shel nachra? You could use gaisha dough. Use gaisha dough, just don't use it for the matzah of mitzvah. Gaisha dough? What are we talking about? So Rashi actually sounds like gaisha dough is you go to the gaisha baker and take some dough. That's what it sounds like. And it looks like matzah to me. That doesn't look like it rose yet. Okay, good. Let's make a big matzah. Okay. So that's okay, you know. Not necessarily what was everything as neurotic as things are today. But it's a little bit strange, right? Others want to point out this is really strange. So that's a big raya that Rosh Hashanah bring to the tzad of Rabbeinu Chananel is that no, the tzekel shel nachrim doesn't mean that we're going to a geisha bakery. It means that of course there's a mashkiach there, but that's not enough. It means it's being needed in front of the mashkiach, but it's being the work is being done by Gayim, and that already is a psalm. Okay, so fine. So it has to be done by from Jews. What about machine matzah? So this is a big machlokas. Try to say bikitza. Oh, so a machine. Is a machine better than a guy? Okay, we're not asking philosophically. What's a machine? A machine, so you could say, machine is no better than a guy. The machine is kneading and baking the matzah. And what's the machine thinking? Nothing. It's not thinking anything, so if it's not a shema, it's no better than a guy. Many hold that way. The Marsham holds that way. The Chazanish, and really many, you can find lists maybe both ways, But that's the more ikur shita is to say that it has to be lishma, and therefore a machine cannot make lishma. There are those though who are makel. Alchaner is known to be makel. Rashom Zalman is makel, and they say no. This is shomer completely by a yid. There's no guy here. There's no one else being shomer or doing anything. Machine's doing it, but the machine's not doing anything. The only one that's doing anything is the Jew who's pushing the button. The Jew pushes a button, and the button makes the matzah. And that's called shamar. That's considered complete shmira al day Yisrael, because there's no one pushing the button, and there's no one doing anything besides the Yid is doing the button, and there's a Yid there overseeing, and that's good enough. So that's a machlokus. But what can we say? Yes, why no? So on the surface, Rav Shlomo Zalman might seem to be pretty poshut, right? It seems to make sense, right? There's no, it's all just a Jew doing it, right? You know, if you learn about a kama, you know there's a yisod called isho mishum chitzo, that your fire is like your arrows. Your fire is like your arrow. So you light a fire, it's as if you shot an arrow, and your fire goes and damages your neighbor's yard. So it's as if you shot it with your arrows and your chayiv. So therefore, you could assume that anything that you do, you set the ball in motion, so that should be considered that you did it. It's just an extension of the Jew's action. So it's pointed out, a number of Svarim pointed out. You can see the Makrei Kodesh, Frank, the Mot Musmanim by Rav Sternbach, that Pashas, there's a big kasha on being that simplistic. So there's a very important Gemara in Chulin. In Chulin Tazayin. So the Gemara talks about Shechita. It wants to know, could you do Shechita? It was something called a Sarna de Maya. That it has something that you turn on a faucet of water, and that goes into this machine that starts spinning a wheel, and that wheel you have it was some machine that they used for lots of things, but what if you use it for shechita? You put a knife connected to that, and you bring the animal there, and you open the water, you have set up this whole contraption, and now it's spinning. You bring the animal there, and shechs it. Is that a good shechita? So the Gemara says it's not a good shechita because it has to be done on the day in Adam. The din is a vachta, and shechita does not need a high level of kavana. You'll see if you learn chulin, but it does need that it's at least al-idei Adam. It was called koach gavra. It needs to be by a person. This isn't done by a person. This is being done by the flow of water. Also, pretty clear that this is not considered to be a good maisa, right? It's called grama. We won't call it a maisa. So I saw a sefer kol mevaser. It's an aleph simon yud tes. So here's a piece about talking about this inyan, and he says that einachinam is a klal kol ishum shom chitzo. But that's when you're talking about a hischaivus. A hischaivus for a iser, doing an iser, and you have a hischaivus. Right, so then we find a din that it's considered that you're chayv, you're the one behind it, so therefore you're going to be chayv. When you're talking about a mitzvah needs a real din of a maisa. It has to have a din maisa. A din maisa, so that you have to have a person actually doing it. It's not going to be enough with the machine. It's not considered your maisa. So Mimela, I look at that, why don't we have a great eitzah? You know, the prices of stam are going up. It's very expensive mezuzahs now. So just have a machine, you push a button, and it comes out a mezuzah. Right? And you push the button, the shema, the shem, right? So it's not going to work. But one reason it won't work is the chayr, because you need a maisa. You need a maisa adam. So the chayr here also you need a maisa adam, therefore, machine matzah won't cut it. Now the other point here is that you're just like when you make a Shem Hashem, a machine, you push a button, it's not going to have a folder of Shem Hashem. You're making a Chefza, so it could be to make a Chefza, in a Chenami you push the button, but that's still not the same thing. Like, Lamashu, you write a Shem Hashem. Is that enough to push a button? You push the button of the shame, making a shame Hashem, but you have to really be writing a yud and a hey. Right? So it could be by matzah also. That's part of what makes it. The chefza is the fact that there's a machshava of a person. Just pushing a button perhaps would not be enough. Rav Shlomo Zalman, he l'chayra would hold not that way. And l'chayra, a little bit, you see this spoken out, Mikro Kodesh, in his back and forth about this. You could say not that way. You could say no. In a chinami, you're right. Let it be true. I'll agree with you. You can't write mezuzah with a push of a button. But maybe matzah is still different because matzah, there's no maisa. You don't need a maisa lisha. You don't need a maisa of afia. It doesn't take a maisa. It needs a maisa of shmira. So perhaps you could say that you don't need that same type of a maisa. What do you need? What you need is that it's completely, you need shimur gomer. It has to be complete. So perhaps you could say that to have shimur gomer, even to have this madrig we're talking about, of complete absolute shimur, the whole making was the shem ma'aseh smitza. Maybe you could have that with the push of the button. Why? Because the person who's pushing the button is in complete control. There's nothing else here. There's no das. There's no machshava. Besides for his machshava in pushing that button. Everything else is the meila. So perhaps you could say that in a chinami, there's no maisa here, there's no maisa adam. But even though there's no maisa adam, perhaps you could say this would qualify as shimur gomer, because everything is completely batal, right? If a guy is baking the matzah, you can't say it's all 100% tachas the shilton of the mashkiach. It's completely his doing. It's not completely his doing. But here you could view it, perhaps, that even though there's no maisa, perhaps you could say that. Perhaps you could say that it is such a tzad, but I think it's really a little bit, at least to me, it's clearer the other tzad, that you really need, you really need it to be made l'shma. So that's the issue. You definitely should have for the seder, you should have hand matzah. Fine. Just one other issue to talk about here. There's another issue here, because we only spoke about really part of the issue here, because there's the other issue is, what about what you know that some people are makbid, maybe most people are makbid on matzah shmur the whole 7 days of Pesach. So where does that come from? Why should that be? This is all, it's the Feyush in the Gemara, right? Feyush in the Gemara, but Sekel Shal Nachrim Adam Yotzei Dei Chavasa Behem. That's the Feyush. Can't get out of that. You're allowed, it doesn't have to even be Shmura, right? So this has picked up as a big Chumrah. It's first mentioned in the Berhetiv of that there are people who are Makbid and Matzah Shmura the whole time. Became more famous with the Gra. It was reported that the Gra, Maisa Rav, one of Shmura Matzah. So what's the reason for this? Okay. So we don't have time to go through the whole arichas. I'll just say a bit of a kitzer here, is that the Mishnah Brura tells you that one of the reasons for to be machmer is that if you look in the Rambam, he says there's another dimension of shmarta mitzvah matzahs. There's nothing to do per se with the matzah of mitzvah. The Rambam writes, "Shemartim with some matzos tells me a mitzvah that you should be shomer the matzah mikol tzar chimatz. You shouldn't just rely on regular zehiros that it should be that mistama that the matzah is good, but the mitzvah shimer means you have to be extra careful, exceptionally careful with zrizos to make sure the matzah is good. Kol tzar chimatz above and beyond." What we would normally require in halacha. There's a mitzvah's essay. If it's not done that way, it's the tekel shel nachrim, you're allowed to eat it. Legabi d'achilas ha-matzah, it's not chametz. Legabi mitzvah matzah, you need it. But in addition to that, all the matzah you eat on Pesach, right? The Rambam says it's dam, that matzah for Pesach, not about matzah's mitzvah. All the matzah, if you have shmura matzah, you've done a mitzvah. The mitzvah is being extra careful and particular and chumadik of zrizistik and making sure that there's no chimitz here. There's a lot about that. You might have mentioned Rashi in last week's parsha, and 2 weeks ago parsha's Bo. Rashi says the shmartim is a matzah. He says that's the basis of the chumrah to use cold water in matzahs, to slow down the chimatz. Rabbeinu David writes here, he says, even though for matzah mitzvah, it just has to be shomer from the time water fell on it, he says, but it's a mitzvah to be shomer the whole way through. The whole way through, it's a mitzvah to be shomer. He says, that's pshat, Rava says, it's a mitzvah liltel. It's a mitzvah to get it wet, but dafka, so you should be shomer. You should have more shmiras matzah. There's a mitzvah of shmira l'gabi matzah. So just say, we don't have much time, but so this is a chumrah, it's just a chumrah. You have to know it's a chumrah. L'gabi achila, no one can tell you can't eat matzah that's not shmura. It's simply not true. Right? There's no, people might be machna, but it couldn't be true. Okay. It's the Feirush in the Gemara, it's mutter. I'll just say just maybe one word of machshav is kedai here, because there's something a little bit mysterious here. Okay? Well, what's the scene of shmira? You have to have shmira. Why do you have to have this shmira? It's an amazing thing. If you pay attention to the end of Parashas Bo, you'll find that the Pesach is Keseder connected with Shmira. Okay? And it's called Lel Shimurim. But more than that, at the end of Parashas Bo, it says over again and again, I'll just read some of the shows. Ushmartim es avodas hazos, it says about Karan Pesach. Ushmartim es adavar zeh l'chol golem. Ushmartim es achuka hazos. It says again and again that you should be shomer it. Right? It says, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmar. It says, the Pasuk says, Shmar es Chodesh HaAvev Vasisa Pesach. Right? By the Karan Pesach, it says, the Lashon Shvitiyu L'mishmeres. Again and again in the Parsha, the Inin of Shmira. The Inin of Shmira, it's Pashat the, I'll just say very, very Bekitzer. Ushmartim Samatzos. Chazal say, I'll take your matzos el mitzvos. there's a shmira to mitzvos, that any mitzvah that comes to you, you should do it immediately. Don't make it chametz. The idin of shmiras matzos, the idin of l'chayra, is that, you know, shvuas we have kabbalas hatayra. Pesach we have kabbalas mitzvos. All mitzvos, we're giving mitzvos. And that the mitzvah of Hashem has to be done immediately. You know, it's interesting. Shavuos is Kabbalas HaTorah. Torah is thinking about everything. How should we do it exactly? Mitzvah by Shavuos, you have a mitzvah Shteil Lechem B'dafka Chametz. Pesach is the opposite. There's no Torah. It's a Nasa before the Nishma. It's completely bottled to Dvar Hashem, bottled to mitzvah. Just complete his spotless. That it has to be done as reason. Hashem says, do it, do it. You know, it's interesting, the whole Parsha's bow, you have the whole inning of Paro, right? What's Paro doing? Hashem says a mitzvah to Paro. Moshe says, come on, Paro doesn't listen to your mitzvahs, he doesn't care. Hashem says, no, Paro's going to listen to my mitzvahs. So in the end, Tzitaka listens to mitzvahs, right? The Torah shows, even Paro listens to mitzvahs. But what does he do? He pushes off. He says, yeah, I'll let them go. Okay, let them go. Hashem's a tzaddik, I'm the Rasha. I'm going to let them go. Right? He doesn't let them go. He doesn't say, let them go. He says, I will, in the future, I'll let them go. Good. You let them go. Okay. Then it says he saw that it stopped, and he changed his mind. Pushed it off again. And it keeps pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off. Delaying, right? The opposite is Pesach. We're makabel all mitzvos, and we're showing, no, by us, a mitzvah, we do it immediately. Hashem says it, we do it immediately. So that's the inner of Shmira, that you're doing it bizrizas. And the mela, that's a chelik of the mitzvah matzah, is having this rizus over and above the din to be careful that it's done with rizus without any shahiyah and done l'shem mitzvah matzah. Okay, all right.